Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're on UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have DJ K Nikki on the line with me, female DJ doing a thing, and she has a lounge night called Ladies Night Out. Tell us more about it.
It's called Ladies Night Out, starting in January, the new year, right. Urban Buzz Magazine, yeah. First Friday of the month.
Yeah, we partnered with you on that because we love your set. Now, let me ask you a question. DJing, how did you become interested in playing music and being a female DJ?
Well, it all started with my father. He loved singing, and he had a load of records he would listen to every day. He liked to listen to music. And that started my love for music. What started me to think about DJing was when I got older, became a teenager, I would listen to people like DJ Red Alert, Hot 97, and I liked what they was doing. And I knew I wanted to do something with music. I just didn't know what, but listening to them made me realize that's what I wanted to do.
Wow. What's one of your favorite old school jams? And then tell me what's something you're playing now that you like a lot.
Old school jams, I would say the OJs. I love music. New school jams.
Yeah, right. That's like hard. Yeah. Who do I like? What will I play?
Yeah.
Done jacked us up.
I would say as an artist, I would say Cardi B as an artist. I like her.
Now, are you saying that just because she's popular, or you genuinely do like her music?
It's both. I always liked her when she was doing her YouTube before she got famous. I always thought she was funny.
Oh, okay.
And watching Love and Hip Hop, you know, I really did like her. I liked her character, her personality, and she's real with it. And then when she became popular, she stayed. She stuck with her personality. She didn't really change. And then I dig her music also. I could actually stomach it.
Okay. Better you than me. No slight to Cardi B. Don't be calling me. Talking about what you say. What you say. I know, right? I'm from the Bronx, Cardi. I'm from the Bronx.
Yes, exactly.
When you go out, how do you begin to feel the crowd? I'm always interested in how DJs kind of decide what they're going to play. Is it based on the crowd, or do you come already like, this is what I'm playing, whether they like it or not?
Oh, for me, it's a little bit of both. I always have a crate ready with all the songs that's popular that from back in the days till now, I have a crate. And then when I come to the gig, if it's something like if it's a private gig, I ask them what's the age group.
Right.
That usually helps me know what music I'm going to play.
Right.
And then I ask them what songs they want to hear. But if it's something like Ladies Night, it's at a lounge, I'm just coming in to play, I check and see what type of people is there, what age group it looks like they are. And then I'll test it out. I'll play music that I think that they would get to, according to their age, and then I see how they react to it.
Okay. This is one of my probing questions. How do you deal with people who come to you wanting to make requests? Does that bother you, or have you learned to just go with the flow?
Now I've learned to go with the flow. I'm not going to lie, when I first started, it did bother me because, like you said, You have a set already. You know what I mean? If it's something popular, it's no big deal because you already have it. But if it's something like, you know where that came from? You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right, right.
The whole dynamic of the mood. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, I'll see if I can play it. You know, that type of thing. But yeah, I usually tell them whoever it is. I'm like, okay, I'll try to get to it or whatever. And 9 times out of 10, I'll play it before the night is over.
Okay.
And if I can't just tell them, I couldn't know whatever.
Yeah, I just saw a shirt and it said, "Do not disturb the DJ." You know, you guys got to put a sign like, "Listen, I don't care, just don't bother me.
Yeah.
I'm spinning, and that's it."
Yeah, that's it. You're in the zone.
Right. So now let me ask you: did you come in a time where you was on turntables, and now it's all computerized? So, did you switch, or did you come in when it was already computerized?
I switched. It was 1994. I learned with turntables.
Ow.
Yeah. Turntables with the CDs, and then went to a controller. So
Which one you like the best?
I actually like the feel of turntables, but I like controllers because I'm doing it on my own and I have to carry crates. So,
True story.
I like that. That is, everything is compact. So, you know, that's what I like about it.
So you don't need no one carrying your crates for you?
Nope, but nothing. Or you carry your own? No.
Yeah. And is it easier than to... You know, as we was talking about requests, so if someone is like, hey, do you have this? Can you like cheat, run somewhere like on Amazon or iTunes, snatch the song and then add it to you and add it? Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't know
that. Yeah, that's the two parts of it, Or if I decide it pops up, song pops up in my head, like, oh, I don't have it. I could download it right there.
Wow. That's crazy. That's amazing. Well, that's pretty cool. I like that. So you ever thought about doing, besides doing lounges, you ever thought about doing it like on radio or, you know, concerts or taking it to that next level? Or are you just doing this because this is something that you just like is a hobby? Or if it takes you there, you willing to go?
I've always dreamt of being on the radio, on FM radio. It would be nice if it took me to concerts that big, I would take it.
Right.
Yeah, I would take it. I ain't gonna say no. But yeah, my dream is to be on FM radio. I always, you know, listen to WBLS Hot 97, and that was my dream.
Okay, well, so. All right. Y'all listening, y'all come and call DJ K Nikki and get her over there on Hot 97 and WBLS. And that is true. You know, I also have a gospel radio show, WKBS Radio. And of course, that's what we grew up. That's what we listen to. And we can always have that vibe of music and feeling good. And, you know, DJs are still key. You know, has anyone come to you and was like, hey, this is my CD. Can you play it or can you listen to it?
Yeah, I do. I get that.
And how do you feel about that? Do you really listen to it? I need to know. Do you really go home and listen? Or do you be like, scram, kid?
No. Most of them, I do actually listen to them. The thing with me is that if I come across something that I don't like or don't feel, I don't feel comfortable telling that person, nah, I don't like it. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the only thing about me. But, I have listened to the people that send me stuff and ask me about it, so.
Did you ever come across something and you was like, yo, this is a hit?
Oh, yes. Yes, I actually did just recently. A young lady sent me something. Her name is Slaney J. She's from Brooklyn. And she sent me something and it is very different. And I really like it. Listening to her music persuaded me to start something on my own online radio shows where I think I want to showcase independent artists. Before I start the actual show, to like play their music or something.
You heard it first here, UrbanBuzzMag.com. DJ K Nikki might start, you know, looking out for you aspiring artists. So, Nikki, tell them how they can get in touch with you.
If you want to send your music so I can play it on my show, it's dj.k.nikki@gmail.com.
Cool beans. And what's your social media?
Social media, Facebook is dj.k.nikki, and Instagram is dj_k_nikki. Twitter is djnikkynyc.
Okay. Do you have a website or do you just on social media?
Our website is www.djknikki.com.
Cool. Nikki, thank you for coming through. As always, we say, once a key player, always a key player. So as you continue to grow and get in them concert venues or start playing for one of these artists that you like, yo, that's a hit. And then they like, hey, be my DJ. And then y'all all grooving. Just don't forget the little people.
No, I won't.
All right. So thanks a lot. Appreciate you.
Thank you. No problem.
All right.
All right.